Well, it's Mac here, it's McCoggan on Audio Boo, and it is Friday the 21st of December, and I'm just heading back down through a very soggy park from being uptown, catching the bank before the real buzz starts approaching Christmas. And I wanted to just say what's happening today. Well, first of all, I intended to do something I've never done before, and that was to do an audio, boss joke studio compilation of Christmas songs that I've been doing recently on my iPad while walking through the park. Unfortunately, it's raining, and I ain't going to subject my lovely iPad to the vagaries of rain. So, cancelled using iPhone, which is getting a little bit wet, but it seems to be more robust regarding elements. So, a project for another day. Today, I'm heading into Glasgow with my wife around about 10 a.m. this morning. Once I've had a cup of tea. But we're going up to the cemetery in the town of Shotts where our family are buried. I recently recorded an audio boo about that. But at the time we took the wreath up, it was a very cold and frosty day. And we didn't have the pegs, the homemade fixed down pegs that I make out of wire coat hangers. And apart from that, the ground was solid. Maybe we wouldn't have got them down anyway. So today, before we're going to Glasgow, we're going to drive up to Shotts and put the pegs in, hold the wreath down from blowing all over the place, and then drive back to the town of Harthill, the services on the motorway, the M8 motorway, and park up and catch the 900, the bus that runs every 15 minutes between Edinburgh and Glasgow both ways, and will take us into Buchanan Street Station, bus station in Glasgow. And from there, it's a literally 2-minute walk, if it is that, into Buchanan Galleries or to Socky Hall Street. And I'm going to take her down for a wee walk around the shops and then for a meal in the Horseshoe Bar in Drury Street. Now, if you want a recommendation, there you go. A 3-course meal for £4.50. Brilliant stuff. All true Scottish English fare. Anyway, we'll do that. But there's a kind of alternative motive for me going into Glasgow. I've got a subterfuge actually with my wife, which is unfair really. And that is, these new Apple earbuds that I have are defective. The remote controls do not work in any way now, and I occasionally lose sound. So I phoned them in and they said, just bring them in, no problem, we'll replace them if they're faulty. Now, listen to this. Yes, that's me walking on the grass at the south end of the park. That's how bad it is with the rain. Oh my goodness, everything's flooded again. Anyway, so I'll hopefully get those replaced and we'll have a meal. I'll take my wife's mind off the fact that this is her dad's anniversary when he died all those years ago. And then what will we do? Well, we'll come back home and back home on the 900 and back home and put our feet up, I guess, for the rest of the day. Running short of days now before Christmas, and there's still some things to do, not presents or anything like that, but in a kind of social manner, delivering presents to people that are further away than walking distance of the town. And going down to see our daughter and drop off some stuff from her godmother and godfather. Christmas presents. So, time's closing in. And have you noticed how out of breath I'm getting recently? Yes, totally unfit now. Goodness grief, I'm turning into a bit of a lardy. Although, I really am only about 8 or 10 pounds overweight, which isn't bad really, considering. But because I'm not using my bike, Don't ask why. It's lethargism, if that is indeed a word. But it's my own fault. So I've not been getting the exercise that keeps me normally fit, so I'm pecking like an old horse here. I can hear it myself in my earbuds. It's terrible. Anyway, so that's the plans for today. And when I get back, I'll have to do that Boss Jock compilation in the warmth of my wee office study. Ah, with a coffee, a hot cup of tea. And see what the rest of the day brings. That's my plans for today. I hope all goes well. No problems getting in and out of Glasgow. And looking forward to the meal. I'm coming home, hopefully, with a brand new set of new style Apple earbuds that hopefully this time will last longer than, I guess, I think I may be right in saying 3 months maximum. Yeah, I think so. Just doesn't bode well, you know. Should really last a damn sight longer than that. Anyway, I'm sure Apple will replace them free of charge, and I'll come back a happy chappy. Yeah, bubbly chubbly. Bye for now.